All right, everybody. We're just about ready to begin the robbery proper.
Just hold everything, everybody.
It's time for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show on WJLE.
Who are those guys?
With your host, Chris Trammell and Reed Vanderpool.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
Shazam!
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last few beers, I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking until I'm petrified, and then maybe these tears will leave my eyes. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear.
Play country music and to chew bubble gum.
A worthy goal, sir.
And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Ah. I ain't got none either. We're going to have to play a lot of country music.
I've noticed something during this COVID-19 pandemic.
What's that? I hadn't heard anything about that.
It's caused something I haven't ever seen before. All sports are playing at the same time right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got baseball, basketball, hockey, tennis, golf,
soccer,
everything.
Backgammon.
Football starting.
Badminton.
Football is starting tonight. The Cobb County football is starting. I mean, it's all going on at the same time.
Right. Well, what else are they going to do it?
I don't know.
Last summer?
It's too much, man. It's too much. Too much sports. Sports overload. Got NASCAR going. I mean,
five minutes ago we had no sports. Nobody
yeah, we
playing
had no
nothing.
Sports, and now we have got sports coming out of our ears. What's a man to do?
I guess go to a ball game.
Might as well.
Might as well.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen.
course I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Oh, girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I met
sports. Reed, you got an update on the newest sport,
shark fighting. Yeah, I caught that the Mike Tyson versus Jaws fight.
How'd that go?
It turns out Mike Tyson is terrified of sharks.
They ain't got no ears, man.
Ain't nothing to bite but a fin up on here. So their idea of a shark fight was to put him in a tank and just he doesn't get eaten, basically.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, it's just anticlimactic.
So, yeah, shark ain't afraid of no Mike Tyson.
Meanwhile, a surfer in Australia beat the crap out of a shark that had a hold of his girlfriend and made it turn her loose.
Well, of course, yeah.
So maybe Tyson needs to fight him instead of Roy Jones Jr.
Coming to you on pay-per-view.
Mike Tyson versus some surfer guy.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the world of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. You could die from the cold in the arms of a madman, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
All right, who had Firenados on the list for 2020? Anybody?
I didn't have that until next month.
Firenado.
Missed
that sounds
it by
like
that
a
much.
That sounds like a sci-fi movie. Don't
it's
it?
Not
a movie from Sci-Fi Channel. You know,
I think that Firenado. Was a sequel to Sharknado.
Apparently, California's got Firenados now. So
I'd like to see Mike Tyson to fight a Firenado. We'll see who's scared.
Yeah, we'll see who's scared then.
Poor old Michael.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. And football still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
Let's pause right here for Dwayne to do the WJLE trivia question. Take it away, Dwayne.
Chris, what are you doing?
I saved these fireworks from the 4th. I got them mounted to my Schwinn. I'm going to jump over to Spiffle City swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, just like Caesar's Palace.
Just like it. Stand back.
Reed, what happened?
Oh, Chris thinks he's Travis Pastrami again.
I guess we're going to have to take him to Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital again.
Yow. Yeah, their hospital and emergency care teams at 520 West Main Street provide primary and specialty care when you need it most.
I need it most!
If you're experiencing a life-threatening emergency, go to the nearest ER or call 911.
Look, he fell on somebody's car.
Oh, that's all right. That's his car.
Increased natural gas supply in this country has brought us stable natural gas prices. Natural gas has always been the most comfortable and efficient method to warm your home or your business. It is also the most cost-effective method. Fuel cost comparisons give clear evidence of the natural gas price advantages. Here's an example. The average annual cost for a natural gas water heater is less than $250 per year. Using electric to heat the same amount of water will cost over $600 a year. That equates to almost a $5,000 savings over the life of an average water heater. Electric clothes dryers cost three times as much to operate as natural gas clothes dryers. One of the great advantages of living in the Upper Cumberland region is our inexpensive natural gas supply. Don't pass up that advantage. Call or visit Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
This Saturday, the Burlap Room presents their second annual Middle of Somewhere Hemp Fest.
Hey, wait a minute. What'd you say, man?
I said it was the second annual Middle of Somewhere Hemp Fest.
That sounds like fun, man.
It features food trucks. It's kid dog friendly. The Plainview Vibes will be there. The Soul Project.
Oh, yeah. I know those cats, man.
They'll have local-grown hemp producers and rural Tennessee breweries, too, on the grounds of Burt Driver Nursery in Smithville, 615-597-9560. Well, there you have it. We're having Hemp Fest in
Smithville. It's about time.
It's about time. You know, yeah.
What took so long?
Hey, we got Steve Quick in the studio.
That's right.
He's been all kinds of hemp fest from way back.
It's starting to show.
1969 when he went to his first one.
You lose a little memory there, don't you? Lose a little memory is what he say.
But anyway, Steve, who are you talking to this week?
Oh, Eric Lewis. Of course, he's no fellow we've known for a long time up there. He's the one that's a Kentuckian that lives in Missouri.
He's a Kentucky colonel that lives in Missouri.
Yeah, and they
and
were
he's from?
He's from Cross Plains, Missouri,
okay.
wherever Porter Wagner's from, and he mentions that in the interview.
Okay.
But old Eric Lewis here, he'll tell you what he's been doing.
All right.
Steve Wick here for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show, and of course last week we had Judy Haney, and Judy Haney said she was going up to Missouri there to pick up an award, and of course the guy that's over the award is Eric Lewis. And Eric, you want to explain just a little bit about what Judy won and what all went on last weekend?
Yes, we had the George D. Hayes Society. He was founded at the Grand Lafayette.
Right.
And as a lot of people don't know the history, he got his inspiration at a cabin hole down about 25 miles south where I live. I live West Plain, Missouri. This place is called Old Town, Missouri.
Right.
In 1919, where he came. And so we had the George D. Hayes Society, and we have a Hall of Honor, and we induct you started this year, but we also give other awards. And as you mentioned, Judy Haney from North Carolina, we gave her what we call the Ozark Cabin Award to commemorate that cabin. There's three people that played for it there, and that commemorates that, and we give it to local and regional artists during the year, and we also have an induction. Of course, this year we inducted Randy Travis, Marty Haggard, and then one of our members, Barry Wynn, from here in Missouri. But
right,
we had other awards, and so everything turned out great, like it always does, you know. And we're proud to have Judy, you know, as part of our society here, and so she's very deserving, you know, in the award she won.
Well, you know, you sent me the same award or close to it there one year, and of course you made me a honorary Kentucky colonel one time, and I appreciate that so much.
Well, I recommended you to be one, you know.
Right. Well, I appreciate it.
I think that the award we gave you was, I can't remember what it was now. That's been a few years back.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We didn't work years ago.
Well, anything I can get at my age now, I'm appreciative of it.
Yeah, I appreciate if I just get up in the morning.
That's right. Well, Eric, appreciate you talking to us real quick and letting us know a little bit more about that. And, of course, we congratulate Judy on anything she gets and everything. And maybe she's going to come down sometime, and maybe you can come down to Tennessee and be on the show with us sometime.
Well, I sure would like to, Steve. Of course, I'm all crippled up, you know, and I have to walk
right.
Walker. Sometimes it's hard for me to travel, but I am wanting to get down your way one of these days, you know, and maybe come by and you know, be on your show.
All right. Sounds great. All right. Well, we're talking to Eric Lewis. So that's the Kentuckian from the Missouri area, the one and only Eric Lewis for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show. This is Steve Quick.
So if you become a Kentucky Colonel, do you have to open up a chicken joint, or is that?
Is that the rule? Yeah.
If the Kentucky government makes you a colonel, you have to open up
a
chicken
joint? Yeah, you got to fry some chicken. Yeah.
I've always wondered that.
Speak up, Steve. Is this true?
Quick serve chicken.
Get it before he does.
Being flexible in life is important. Being flexible in business is too. Hi, this is Julia Vanderpool with DeKalb County Insurance. Many agencies can only offer a few types of insurance protection, but DeKalb County Insurance offers all forms of insurance. In addition to auto and home, we offer life, farm, business, boat, ATV, motorcycle. We even have Aflac. So give us a call at 615-597-0660 or drop by at 307 North Public Square, Smithville, and let us take care of you.
Think banks are all the same? Wilson Bank and Trust is the place where friendly community bankers can offer the financial services and technology you'd expect from a big institution. Call or visit Wilson Bank and Trust to find an independent hometown banker for every need life throws your way. Member FDIC.
Dan Reed, you wreck the mystery truck.
Ruh-roh.
Get great coverage and affordable rates through Farm Bureau Insurance.
Who's that?
Shh, that's my wife.
Auto, boat, home, renters, life.
What about mystery trucks?
Farm Bureau has the coverage you're looking for. They even have individual, family, and children's plans. Stop by and see them at 865 South Congress Boulevard in Smithville or give them a call at 597-7751.
Your wife sure is smart.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
everybody's freaking out because the post office is slow.
Post office. It's still open?
News alert. The post office has been slow for a long time.
It's not called snail mail for nothing.
And now, did you see Bill Clinton?
No, I didn't. I was nowhere near that island.
Bill Clinton was at the. He spoke at the Democratic convention.
No, I didn't.
Same time, he's speaking there. He's got pictures of him getting a back rub by the Jeffrey Epstein accuser.
Oh, they only took pictures while his back was getting rubbed.
I swear on my cigar that was not me. I was not the man in that photo.
What's it come to?
What are you going to do? You know?
Go to a ball game.
Go to a ball game. There's lots of ball games.
Lots and lots of ball games.
Well, anything you want to see is going on right now.
Last week he spent his whole paycheck on whiskey. I know Friday night he'll do it all again. Oh, he'll drink till he falls down, then he'll order one more round, and then go home with that bottle. The only thing I can hold on to is this bottle in my hand. I know I'll never have to share it with any other man. I'm so glad you introduced us, and I'll do the best I can to be faithful to this bottle in my hand. She told George that changing diapers could sure become a drag, and to clean the house and cook for him was not her kind of bag. She said he needed someone who would love and understand, and then she left him with that bottle in his hand. And the only thing I can count on now is this bottle in my hand. I know I'll never have to share it, or with any other man. And I'm so glad you introduced us. Oh, I'll do the best I can to be faithful to this bottle in my hand. Yes, we'll be faithful to this bottle in our hand.
Tune in next week on WJLE for more of the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is sponsored by Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, DeKalb Farm Bureau,
Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital, DeKalb County Insurance,
and Wilson Bank and Trust.
And don't forget to let our sponsors know you heard about them on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is a Dirt Poor production, and I'm your announcer, Steve Quick.
Boys, what's the matter about the picking and the singing?
Until we ride your way again, this is Pa Ben saying the horse is settled and waiting to run.
I did not have a massage with that woman.